Title: Making Intros More Atmospheric with Stock Plugins Beginner. All right, let's make a drum and bass intro feel big, deep, and atmospheric using only Ableton Live stock devices. No third-party plugins, no fancy sample packs. Just smart layering, clean filtering, and a little bit of automation that makes everything feel alive. The goal here is a 16-bar intro you can easily extend to 32 bars later. We're going for that rolling, underground, DJ-friendly vibe, where the mood is set before the drop hits, and the groove is hinted at without giving away the whole rhythm too early. Before we touch any sounds, a quick mindset check that helps a lot. Think in three layers. Background is your bed. Pad and noise that create space but don't demand attention. Midground is your movement. Ghost drums, filtered breaks, little rhythmic hints. Foreground is your moment. One impact, one reverse swell. Maybe a vocal one shot. Just something that says section change without cluttering the mix. If everything is midground loud, the intro won't feel atmospheric. It'll just feel busy. Step 0. Set up your project like a DNB session. Set your tempo to something like 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is totally normal, but 174 is a sweet spot. If you like working in key, choose something dark like F minor or G minor. Not required, but it helps your pad and any tonal layers feel intentional. Now create three groups in arrangement view. One group called Atmos for pads, noise, textures. One group called Drums Intro for breaks, hats, ghost hits. One group called Effects for impacts, reverses, risers. And yes, take 10 seconds to color code them. It sounds boring, but it makes arranging way easier, and it keeps you from getting lost later. Now, step 1. Build the pad bed. This is the air layer. Create a MIDI track and load Waveatable. For an atmospheric pad, keep it smooth. Set oscillator 1 to something simple like sine or basic shapes. Then turn on unison, use 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount around 20 to 40%. We're widening it, not turning it into a supersaw. Add a low-pass filter, like LP24, and set the cutoff somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz. If it feels too dull, raise it. If it feels too bright, lower it. We're deliberately keeping the intro out of the way of the drop. Now shape the amp envelope so it blooms. Set attack to around 200 to 800 milliseconds, and release around 2 to 6 seconds. You want it to fade in and hang in the air, not poke out like a lead. Now let's make it feel like a real environment using an Atmos chain. Put these devices in this order. First, EQ8. High pass the pad around 120 to 200 Hz. This is a big one. Most beginners leave low end in pads, and then the drop arrives and everything fights the sub. If it's a really dark intro, you can even high pass higher than you think, because the listener will still feel the space from the reverb and stereo width. If the pad sounds boxy, do a gentle dip around 300 to 500 Hz. Small moves. Next, chorus ensemble. Use chorus mode, amount around 20 to 40%, and a slow rate, like 0.15 to 0.40 Hz. We're trying to make it feel wide and alive, not seasick. Next, reverb. Set size around 70 to 110, decay around 4 to 8 seconds, and a little pre-delay, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds, so it stays clear. Crucial part. Use the reverb's low cut. Set it to something like 250 to 500 Hz, and high cut around 7 to 10 kHz. That keeps the reverb from eating your mix and makes the intro feel more controlled, not washy. Finally, utility. Push the width to around 130 to 170%, and turn the gain down until the pad sits quietly. Atmospheric intros are often felt more than heard. If you can clearly hear the pad melody like it's the main instrument, it's probably too loud for this style. Now record or draw long chords, whole notes or half notes. Minimal movement is fine. The atmosphere will come from modulation and automation, not from playing lots of notes. Step 2. Add texture with noise and movement. This is instant vibe. Create an audio track and drop in vinyl crackle, a field recording, room tone, anything subtle. If you don't have noise audio, make it with operator. Load operator, set the oscillator to noise white, and just hold a note or draw a long MIDI note. Since it's noise, pitch isn't important. Now build a noise chain. Start with auto filter. Set it to band pass. Put the frequency somewhere like 1.2 to 4 kHz. Maybe start around 2 kHz. Add a bit of resonance, around 0.7 to 1.2. Turn on the LFO inside auto filter. Set the rate super slow, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz, and keep the amount subtle. This is that breathing movement that makes the intro feel like it's evolving even when nothing dramatic is happening. Next, add echo. Set it to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 15-30%, and dry/wet 10-25%. Use Echo's filter to cut the lows so it stays airy. Then add reverb with a decay around 3-6 seconds, and dry/wet around 10-20%. Arrangement move here. Fade the noise in from bar 1, and then slowly automate that auto filter band pass frequency upward until around bar 16. Congratulations, you just made a riser without a riser sample. That's huge for intros. Quick teacher note. Automation with restraint wins. Instead of automating 10 knobs and getting lost, choose one macro per layer. For noise, it's usually filter frequency. That alone creates a story. Step 3. Ghost drums. Rhythmic atmosphere. DNB intros often hint at the groove but keep it distant. The trick is to use a break loop, then filter it so it feels like it's coming from another room. Drop a breakbeat loop on an audio track. Add EQ 8 first. High pass it around 200 to 400 Hz. We're keeping tops and texture, not the body. If it gets harsh, dip a bit around 3 to 6 kHz. Then add auto filter, set to low pass. Cut off around 1 to 4 kHz. Start is more closed than you think, and automate it to open slowly over 8 to 16 bars. Add reverb, but don't drown it. Decay around 1.5 to 3 seconds. Dry/wet 10 to 20%. Just enough to push it back in the soundstage. Add utility and widen it a bit, maybe 120 to 150%. Wide tops feel bigger without adding low-end mess. Now arrange it. Bars 1 to 8, either no drums at all or just the noise bed. Give the listener space. Bars 9 to 16, bring in the filtered break very low in volume. It should feel like movement, not like the main drums have started. And a classic move, around bars 15 to 16. Cut the break for a beat or two. That silence creates anticipation. Silence is a sound. Step 4. One signature FX moment. This is the fastest way to sound more professional. Pick one impact sound. It can be a cinematic hit, a metal clang, a kick tail, even a processed clap. Place it at bar 8/ or bar 16 so your intro has clear signposts. On that impact, add EQ 8 and high pass around 30 to 60 Hz to avoid huge subspikes. Add reverb, decay 3 to 7 seconds. Dry/wet 15 to 30%. Optional. Add saturator with 1 to 4 dB of drive, just to thicken it. Now do the reverse tail trick. Duplicate the impact clip, reverse it, and slide it so the reversed swell ends exactly at the impact hit. That suckin' feeling is a classic jungle and DNB tension tool. Add auto filter to the reversed clip, set a high pass, and automate it rising as it approaches the hit. That makes it feel like it's lifting into the transition. Put this reverse swell into bar 15 to 16. Right before the drop, and it'll pull the listener forward. Step 5. The real secret, tension with automation. Atmospheric intros feel alive because they evolve. Over your 16 bars, automate a few key things. On the pad, increase reverb slightly, like 15% up to 25%, or slowly open the pad filter. Choose one so it feels intentional. On the break, automate the low pass opening. On the noise, automate band pass frequency drifting upward. On the Atmos group, automate width from maybe 120% up to 160% as you approach the drop. And here's a very DJ-friendly move. Pre-drop focus. On the Atmos group, add auto filter set to HP12. In the final bar before the drop, automate that high pass cutoff up to around 150 to 300 Hz, then snap it back to normal right at the drop. It feels like the floor disappears for a moment, so the drop hits harder, even if your drop is the same volume. Another quick coach tip. Energy isn't just volume. You can increase energy by opening filters, tightening reverbs, adding high-frequency detail like hats, or even narrowing stereo right before the drop, so the drop feels wider by contrast. Now step 6. Let's lay down a simple 16-bar blueprint you can copy. Bars 1 to 4, pad only, quiet. Noise texture fades in. Maybe one distant texture hit, just to establish vibe. Bars 5 to 8, introduce the filtered break. Low volume, low passed. Add a reverse swell into bar 8 and an impact at bar 8. Bars 9 to 12. Open the break filter slightly. Add a tiny hat tick or shaker, very low, and maybe a touch of reverb so it sits back. Bars 13 to 16. Add a snare build that increases density. Start every 2 beats, then every beat. Increase noise movement a little, like slightly more LFO amount. At bar 16. Do that quick pre-drop high pass and land a final impact. Then give yourself a one-beat moment of space. Mute the break for one beat, or cut the reverb send briefly. That tiny gap makes the drop feel inevitable. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. First, Too much low end in the intro. High pass your Atmos, especially pads and reverb returns. A clean intro makes a heavy drop feel heavier. Second, reverb on everything. If everything is in long reverb, nothing feels close and it turns into mush. Keep one or two elements a bit drier for contrast. Third, no automation. If it's static, it'll feel like a loop. Fourth, overcrowding. You don't need 12 layers. 3 to 5 strong layers with movement is the sweet spot. And finally, intros that don't hint the groove. If the drop arrives with full rhythm and the intro had none, it can feel disconnected. Ghost Drums fixed that. Let's add 2 pro workflow upgrades that still stay beginner-friendly. 1. Use return tracks to glue the space. Instead of putting a different reverb on every track, make return a short room, decay about 0.8 to 1.5 seconds, low cut around 250 Hz. Make return be a long wash, decay about 5 to 9 seconds, low cut 350 to 600 Hz, high cut around 8 to 10 kHz. Now send your pad, noise, and break to the same world, instantly more coherent, and it's easier to mix. 2. Check mono compatibility early. Atmospheres love stereo width, but if you go too far, it can disappear in mono. Put utility on your Atmos group and hit mono for a second. If your pad vanishes, reduce unison, reduce chorus, or back off the width a bit. Optional darker TNB flavor moves, if you want it heavier. Dip the pad around 250 to 400 Hz for less mud and a colder tone. Add saturator gently on your texture bus. Soft clip on, 1 to 3 dB drive, just to make things feel industrial. Try resonator on noise at a low dry slash wet, like 10 to 25%, set to the root note of your key. That adds a key center without needing a big musical part. Now your mini practice exercise. Make a 16-bar intro with only 4 tracks. 1 pad using Waveitable. 1 noise texture, either audio or operator noise. 1 filtered break loop. 1 impact plus reversed impact. Rules. Automate at least 3 parameters across the 16 bars. High pass your Atmos so it won't clash with the drop. Aim for around 150 Hz on the Atmos group. At bar 16, create a 1-beat moment of space before the drop. Then export it and do a quiet volume test. Turn your speakers down. If you can still sense depth, movement, and a clear build toward the drop at low volume, your atmosphere is doing its job. Quick recap to lock it in. Start with a simple pad bid and remove low end. Add noise texture with slow filter movement. Introduce ghost drums with filtered breaks so the groove is hinted early. This audio version is shortened for playback.